This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. You're listening to The Cowboys Podcast, presented by lineupmedia.fm. Now your host, Jono and Steve-O.
Cowboy fans, how the hell are you? I got a show by myself today. I got no Steve-O, I got no Rodney. I thought we'd cover a little bit about our Cowboys on how the season ended and what to expect for next year and all that good stuff. So you know what? I just said let's do this show on my own today, and love to hear from you guys. Message me and let me know what's on your mind and so forth. And you know what? I know what's on your mind, and I've been going to Cowboy pages left and right to see what's going on. And a lot of talk. And, you know, I got to tell you folks something. I'm not the type of person that's going to be blaming everything on Dez like I'm seeing here. I think to myself, when does Dak get the umbrella off? I mean, honestly, we got our second year. He had a second year now. And how much forgiveness do we have? Because I did not see the same Dak that I seen last year. Okay? He's not throwing the ball. He's not getting the ball downfield. He's throwing. Maybe it has something to do with the pressure. We are number four. I checked this out, too. We are number four right now on the least protected. I think we're like 36-37% they're getting in on us. And this is all about our offensive line is not doing the job. This was supposed to be the best offensive line in the game. And they're not doing the job. They're not protecting. You got to protect. We thought when Zeke came back, it'd be something else, something. I think in our warped minds, we thought, well, Dak is going to find his old way again, and everything is going to be, you know, the same, and the Cowboys are going to make the playoffs and all this and all that. Well, it hasn't been. We just continued right where we left off when Zeke was suspended. I didn't see the Cowboys. I didn't see my same Cowboys. And you know what? Those DBs back there, I don't care what they say. I don't care what ESPN or the NFL network is talking about here, because I'm not seeing it. I'm not seeing it. I'm not buying into these DBs. We need a DB back there that's going to look at the other DBs and make a statement and say, this is how we do it. And I don't see that. I see every time a pass is thrown, there's some sort of a pass interference. And my God, there should have been more pass interferences. I seen our DBs just getting away with murder on some of these. But they didn't call it. They didn't call it. And in any case, I'm not seeing anything productive from the DBs or linebackers. Well, guess what? We may be losing a couple, which makes me think maybe we ought to get a couple linebackers. Maybe we ought to get keep our defensive ends, I mean, there's a lot of holes and a lot of questions for this season, for next season. And we went to this last game against Philadelphia. What the hell kind of score is this? 6-0? Are you kidding me? I mean, we should have hurt this team. We should have hurt this team because they didn't have anything going on for this game. They couldn't care less about this game. But you know what? They didn't want us to win either. But it was 6-0. We had our starters out there. Now, you can't get away with 6-0 against second, third stringers. Sorry. I mean, we should have destroyed this team. And we didn't. Possession of time, 30 minutes for us. Check the 29 minutes and 55 seconds. 30 minutes for them also, basically. Total yards of the game, we had 301 yards. 301 yards for the entire game, and they had 219. I mean, come on. That's you want to watch some silly, boring game. This is it. This is it. Yeah, I mean, this is like watching NASCAR when it starts off and you're excited and you're in the middle of this, maybe about the, 200th lap? I don't know. You're thinking, you know what? It's going to be the same in the last three laps into this as well. I mean, it was just not happening. We can't get anything going here. We can't get anything going. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. Our defense is playing well. Our front guys, they started off pretty rocky when the season started off. But I tell you what, they proved to me that this defensive line can play. I like this defensive line. I think that's one of the main focuses. I think we have to keep our defensive line. Our linebackers, I don't mind keeping Hitchens. I don't mind keeping our linebacking crew. I don't know why, if they ask for some, hell, give it to them. Give it to them. Our DBs, another story. I don't care how young they are. Does that mean I got to keep losing because they're young? That's the same concept as Dak. Oh, it's his sophomore year. He's going to make some mistakes. Well, okay, now we're going into year three, all right? Now he's a junior. Are you going to keep playing the sophomore? Now he's a junior, now he's a senior. It doesn't matter to me. He's got to step in there and make it happen. He's got to make it happen. This six-yard passing stuff ain't doing it. And here's another thing, too, for all you real Cowboy fanatics out there that you're saying that I'm not because I'm saying something about my Cowboys. Well, that's how things change. That's how we get winners on the field when people start bitching a little bit, you know? And I'm not seeing that when I hear all these guys, well, I roll with the Cowboys. I don't care what happens. I'm a Cowboy. Wait, we all are. We're just saying we need to see some results. That's all we're asking for. I don't think we're busting balls on that. So now we got Dak. He's throwing these 6-yard passes, 7-yard passes, 4-yard passes. Nothing downfield, and all of a sudden, let's have a Salem Witch trial, and what do? We go after Dez. Okay, all right, maybe Dez is a little out of hand right now with his throw me the ball. That couldn't have been the worst scenario for the guy, what happened to him in that game, the game before the Eagles. And he fumbled that ball. Okay, I get it. I really do. But that's just him and the way he is as a player, as someone that wants to get involved in the game. I want that. I want to see the hunger to getting things going. And I haven't been seeing it. You know what? You can throw those 4-yard passes when it's third down and 12, and you're not going to get anywhere. And that goes to the offensive coordinator. I haven't seen anything from you. By the way, whenever you're inside the 3-yard line, you don't go to three passes. That's just a moronic village idiot play that I still can't recover from. I can't understand where you got a guy that's running the ball, you got Zeke running the ball, and against Seattle he was doing a damn good job. I mean, he's averaging 2, 3, 4, 5 yards every time. He's not falling backwards, all right? For you guys to pull the plug on that is crazy. It's insane. Maybe that's where our problem is. Maybe our play calling is not there. Maybe that's the answer to Dak. Maybe we need to start stretching the ball out some. I don't know. We're seeing a lot of people right now frustrated. I'm one of them. I got to see a Super Bowl again, man. I'd love to say to you guys, we're going to roll. We're going to roll with the Cowboys. Hop on the horse and all this stuff. But, man, I'm in my late 40s. I mean, I'm getting frustrated. I really am. I'm getting frustrated seeing the Eagles move on. And, people, you don't want the Eagles to win. Well, whatever moron out there at a Cowboy site said, since they're the NFC East, I'd like to see the Philadelphia Eagles win it. Are you insane? Are you really? Think with your head one time. These guys get excited about a playoff win. If they got a Super Bowl win now, that would be just, they would just be on top of my nerves every other damn day. Do you want that? Do you want to live like the hell with the NFC East? I don't even care for the NFC East. How's that? I hate all of them. The one I probably dislike the least now is probably the Giants because I can whip up on them. But everyone else, the hell with them, especially the Eagles. Did you guys see what they did with that poor Cowboy fan? I mean, he's walking out there throwing mustard on him. They're mocking him. I mean, just trash. You're a trash city when it comes to football. Just a trash city. Honest to God, why would you do that? Classless bums. That's all you are. I mean, I used to love the Philadelphia 76ers growing up, and that was Dr. J. And I'm telling you right now, that team had nothing to do like these Philadelphia Eagles. And it's been from year after year after year when Buddy Ryan was around. They were pricks back then, and they still are. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. But in any case, it's frustrating. It's a little frustrating. And then you got Shannon Sharp. Shut up. Shut up. I mean, don't you have anything else to do than talk about the Cowboys? Honest to God. What you once dated a cowboy cheerleader or a cowboy girl or something in the line of a cowboy? Something happened to this guy that he hates the Cowboys. And that Chris Carter, dude, what you bitched the most when you played. Every time I seen you out on the field, you were bitching about something. And you're telling our guys that we're not politically correct because we're bitching and we're doing this and we're doing that. Get out of here. Get out of here. You know what? I'll still take my Dez. I'll take Dez. I'll give him one more shot next year. And you know what? I put on our Cowboy podcast show on our Facebook site. I put down, you know what? Let the person that's taking a pay cut, wants a pay cut for their department that thinks their department will be even better with a pay cut so they can bring in someone else. I'd like to see that person bitch about Dez's contract and how he should take a pay cut. Because none of you make sense. I know every one of you. If you're listening to the show, there's no way in hell that you would take a pay cut for your company. Forget it. Just keep driving. Turn me off. Whatever you want to do, that's fine. But don't tell me you're going to take a pay cut, you weasel, because you won't. You're not going to take a pay cut. You want the most out of it. All right, that's what we are. We're human beings. I drive by that billboard now. $550 million for Powerball. And then I see it right next to it. I see the Mega Million at $490 million or $450 million or something like that. And I'm like, I'd like to hit both. Can you believe that? I say that. It's human emotion, man. It's our warped mind. It's how we think. And I'm driving by and I go, what if I hit both? Come on. That's how greedy we are. Don't tell me and don't tell Dez and don't go on social media on Facebook with your cowboy page and say you'd like to see Dez take a pay cut. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'd like to see that too. Moving on to Bailey, what's happened to you, man? What I mean, honest to God, what the hell happened to you? You pull a groin, and what can possibly go through a kicker's head? You were solid. You were making kicks left and right. Now you're missing extra points. You're missing easy kicks now, man. I don't know what's gotten into you, but I hope the off season. You seclude to yourself and just get out on the football field and just kick 20, 30 a day through the uprights. Because I'll tell you what, there is no way a kicker's job is safe when they go through that. Now, I don't care how good you were. It's got to be how good you are now, especially for a kicker. Forget it. You could be all pro 1 year. And all MVP the year before, you could wear that captain, you could wear all the stars. If you're not kicking that ball through the upright, you're history. Bottom line. Bottom line, because so many other people can kick. We had a kicker. I forgot his name. But he came on board, and he did a hell of a job. The guy was making everything. I think he missed one. Big deal. But he was making his kicks. I don't know. Did that get to you, Bailey? Seeing him kick those balls and you weren't out there? Whatever the case is, you got to get your mojo back. That ain't happening. Well, what is happening is that we got Jason Garrett, the head coach. I don't know. The problem with Jason Garrett to me, and I think it reflects, you guys all know it too. I think if Jerry wanted to coach, he should coach as well. You're the owner. You're the GM. And basically, you're not on the sideline coaching, but yet you are. Because Jason Garrett is the guy that you want. Jason Garrett is that type of leader that you're looking for because of the fact that he does whatever the hell you want him to do. All right? He's not the coach. He's not the coach like a Peyton out there or anything like that to where, I mean, these coaches demand that's them. That's their team out there. They got to do it their way or it's no success. Jason Garrett is a nice clapper. I mean, he's a good clapper. I mean, he can motivate, and that's great. That's great. That really is. But is that the NFL? Because these guys, you know what? These guys have much more to it than just going out there busting head and making things happen. I mean, afterwards, they can't wait to exchange jerseys nowadays. Where the hell that came from, I don't know. But it's not the same. You can't motivate these guys to the gill like you would a high school player or a college player. All right? So that whole concept to me with Jason Garrett, I mean, sorry, Jerry, this isn't working anymore. You got to let someone coach this team. You got to let someone come in and make it his team. I mean, how many times have I thought, and this is like, hey, you know what? If Axel can get together with Slash, why not have Jimmy and Jerry get back together again? I know. Jimmy's a little old now. But, man, oh, man, what a team that was. Jimmy knew how to coach, and he took it personal when we lost. He made it known that this was not good, and there's going to be some heads rolling. And there was fear. There was fear in that locker room because Jimmy wouldn't tolerate it. Now it's like, hey, let's clap. Hey, let's exchange jerseys. You got my jersey. I'll give you my jersey. Forget that. That's soccer. That's football. FUTBAL. All right. That's football, or BOL. I don't know. I think it's BOL. Yeah, FUTBOL. They don't even say ball right. Okay, we got football here. Why the hell we named the football? I don't know. But in any case, we got football. And it's not working with this exchanging jerseys and being happy after you lose. That's not the cowboy way. I like our Cowboys being pissed off. I like my old players. I like the old Cliff Harris's. I love the old Charlie Ward. I love, you know what? Hollywood Henderson. He'd get in your face. He'd make the fans on the other team bow their heads down. That's the kind of guy he was. And you got to be talkative. I know Tom didn't like it. I know Landry didn't like it. But it didn't stop him none. That was our cowboy way. We had a mystique about us. We did it our way. We were the Romans. And everyone else were the barbarians. That's the way I looked at it. Now it's like we've just blended in as another team. And all these NFL experts and all these NFL network guys and all these network guys that once played, they hate you. They hate you. They never liked you. So they're going to talk crap about you every chance they get. And you people, don't act like sheeps and fall for it. They want you to buy into the Dezes and all. But my problem right now is Dak. Get the damn ball over. I mean, get the ball to these guys. Again, we played that whole sophomore thing. Okay. But next year, I better not hear any more excuses. This year, he better pick up his game and just throw the ball. Learn to throw the ball a little bit more deeper downfield. Some guy had it on our on one of the sites I went to, and I said, beautiful, great post. And he made it clear that, you know what, Dez doesn't need that much of a separation as much as you hear on NFL Network and the other channels talking about Dez can't get separation. Dez never had separation. Dez always made it happen because he was a physical wideout. That's the way he plays. And when the ball's up in the air, he's going to fight you for it. That's what it's all about. And everyone's like, Dez is our problem. No, Dez is not our problem. Right now, let's get the ball to Dez. Dak is my problem right now. Dak has got to get his crap together. Get his crap together. That's what it's all about right now. And I don't know. And then Garrett comes out and says, he's our franchise quarterback. Dude, he didn't finish with a bang. I wouldn't give him the check without a signature on it. I mean, there's got to be something there for you guys to buy into Dak, and I didn't buy into it this year. Sorry. Maybe it was our offensive line. But you know what? Good quarterbacks seem to adjust to that. Pick up the blitzes. See where they're coming from. I mean, they were loading on one side, and he was still snapping the ball. And they were getting clear shots at him. Our offensive line, Jesus Christ. Our inside interior guys, God bless. You're doing a good job. Our defensive tackles, that's a whole nother story. You know, I'm sorry, and this may offend someone out there too. Tyron Smith, if you can't play anymore, and I know you're damn good, but if you can't play anymore, you got to retire, man. I got to find that spot. I can't keep filling in that spot with these so-called defensive tackles. They're not even tackles. They're guards. They're centers. I mean, they're inside guys doing the best they can, but they're horrible playing out there. They're getting their butts kicked around, and they're taking advantage of Dak. Dak's not wanting to throw the ball. Now, all of a sudden, Dak doesn't want to go deep. He wants a little short passes because he feels he doesn't have the time. I mean, that plays a role as well. We got to have an offensive line here that's supposed to be the best offensive line in the game, and I'm not seeing it right now. I'm not seeing it, and the stats aren't showing it either. Matter of fact, that stat that I was showing to you guys earlier, telling you about, that one was – let's get the graphics out on this. The Cowboys are the fourth worst pressure, most pressure team on their quarterback at 36.2%. Look at this! Look at these teams above us. The Colts, the Browns. Well, this is a surprise here. The Seahawks at 36.7, and then the Cowboys. So they're bringing the heat to us, man, and we're not making – and that just goes to show you how good Russell Wilson is here, because you're looking at a guy that's number three. The Seahawks are number three, and he's not a bad QB. He adjusts. He makes things happen. Matter of fact, the number five team is the Packers at 35.4%. They adjust. You're like the lizard. You change colors. You adapt. You get out of that fear mode. That's what you got to do. You got to get out of that. You just can't go with it. You can't crumble. And that's what the Cowboys did. 36.2% were ranked number four in the worst, most pressured teams. And on top of us, one, Seahawks, and below us are the Packers. So, you know what? They adjust. They adjust, and we should adjust, and, well, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens in this draft. I've heard from people bringing up we need Graham as our tight end. Well, you're not going to bring Graham in if you still got Witten. I mean, that's just not working. I mean, Witten, God bless him, he wants one Super Bowl before he goes. But again, why are we carrying so many tight ends then? I mean, we're carrying four or five tight ends. Hey, come on. Come on, that's got to end. And now you're bringing up Graham? And for all you out there that said Beckham as a Cowboy, come on, man. That guy gets hurt more than anyone, and you want that guy? He bitches about plays, and then after a play he gets a penalty on just his whining, and you're whining this guy and get rid of Dez? Get the hell out of here. You guys are idiots if you're thinking like that. You don't want that. You don't want that. Not at all. Yeah, so in any case, we got to move on. I don't think our wideouts are our problem. That's just my opinion, and you guys are welcome to your opinion. And another fact, don't throw that whole I'm loyal to my Cowboys, I roll with the Cowboys, whatever happens with the Cowboys, I roll with the Cowboys. That's really becoming ignorant, really is. Make a stand, make the owner know that we are pissed. And this can't continue like this. We have to have a winning team out there that's going to be respected throughout the NFL. That's all I'm asking for. That's all I'm asking for is some team out there, something out there that's going to get fear into the other team. And we had it going last year. Man, we had it going. I mean, when they were playing us, we were like Mike Tyson walking in that ring with that towel. They were already scared to play us. And boom, it's gone. It's gone just like that. In 1 year, we lost that fear factor. I tell you what, you need that fear factor in the NFL. You really do. And stop being a nice guy. Stop being a nice guy. You know what they say. Nice guys finish last. Have a little attitude. Have a little attitude this year, this upcoming year, 2018, let's have an attitude. I don't want to see our guys playing in the Pro Bowl. I don't even watch the damn thing, by the way. I think I care less. I don't get into it, and I don't care what Cowboys in it or anything like that. I just don't care. Matter of fact, to me, if you're in a Pro Bowl, all you're doing is costing my Cowboys extra money because then they say I was in the Pro Bowl, I was an All-Pro, so I need more money. That's the way I look at that. That there's nothing positive to me about going to the Pro Bowl. I don't even watch the damn thing. Maybe back in the 70s, late 70s when I was a little kid, or maybe in the early 80s when we had like channel 3-4 channels and that was it, and that was our one game. That was our last of our football. Then after that, you guys all remember watching the Superstars where they had like the Pittsburgh Steelers against the Dallas Cowboys and a tug of war and a little boat competition, a relays. And that was fun. That was fun to watch. But nowadays they don't even want to do it and they don't get serious. Back then, man, this stuff was still serious. They did not want to lose anything. The value of money back then was, you know, $15,000, $17,000, and these guys worked their asses off for it. Now, you know what? $15,000 is a big hit on a quarterback. That's a fine. So, believe it or not, I don't know. We just have to pick it up. And speaking of fines, you know what, Goodell? You really put a demise on this team this year. You really did. Don't fool yourself. You did what you wanted to do, and you succeeded. This team could have been so much better without your BS, okay? You brought all this upon us this year, and maybe not all of it. Maybe we would have still had problems with our DBs. Maybe we would have still had problems with our offensive ends or anything like that. But I tell you, you did not help us at all by suspending our guy for 6 games. Zeke didn't deserve 6 games, dude. Come on. He didn't deserve anything. You went by what a one person said, that she went totally against the grain of every. You went up against the law, for love of God. The law told you that we don't have anything on this guy, but you didn't care. Yeah, you were on a mission. You got the job done, and you got the job done by making the Cowboys 8-8 or 9-7. Either way, it was a shit season for us. Because this season was supposed to put us over the top. That poor Witten, man. I mean, this guy, he's playing every year. I mean, the guy plays with a punctured lung. For love of God, he wants to get the Super Bowl. I've never seen a player this tough in my life. And, you know, I want him to retire. I'd like to see other players, but yet I don't. I don't want to hurt this guy. He's one guy I can't criticize. He's one guy that has feelings. After a game, he was crying and saying how much he loved the game. It choked me up. It choked him up. It should have choked every goddamn Cowboy fan out there that this is – he's going to hang in there. He's going to make things he's going to try to make things happen. That's what it's all about. That's – he's not sitting out on the damn field exchanging jerseys, all right, with the other team. The hell with that. He went in the locker room. He went in the locker room and got in front of that mic, and he got sad, saying, you know what, I'll be back. Anyway, my friends, hey, you heard me go off here. You heard me go off for about, what, Brian, was that a 30-minute? Close to 30, yeah. Yeah, 30 minutes. But you know what? I'm a diehard Cowboy fan. I just want some answers. And I don't want the cover-ups by releasing assistant coaches that have no bearing on me. I care less about assistant coaches being released. You know who I want to see released? I want to see guys that are responsible to getting us in those positions where it's first down and goal inside a 2-3 yard line and you call 3 pass plays. That's what I'd like to see gone. I don't want to see that. That you're not a good coach when you're thinking outside the box and when the whole entire stadium knows what the play that should be. The defense even knows what's coming at them. They're bracing themselves for a big Zeke coming at them. And what do? You got a quarterback flying around there trying to make something happen. And I don't know. And you know what? When that doesn't happen, the QB, Dak, loses a little bit more confidence. I'm telling you, this wasn't the same confident guy I seen last year. So, any case, my friends, we'll have a full crew next week. Next week? Did I say that right, Brian? Yeah, I guess I did. Yeah, we'll have a full crew next week. We'll have Steve. We'll have Rodney in here. And we'll talk a little bit more about the demise of this year. And maybe we could put our fingers on what we think. I've already told you what I think. I want to hear these two clowns tell me what they think, because I'm telling you right now, theirs may be a little bit more different. They're not too happy with Dez's play. That's fine. That's fine. But I kind of lean towards this whole sophomore thing with Dak. I don't want to hear sophomore anymore. I don't want to hear junior anymore. That's it. This was your last thing to me, your forgiveness. The umbrella is gone. All right? That's my take. That's my take. And, Bailey, you can't miss any more field goals either, pal. Especially extra points. Those are given. Any case, you guys heard me go off on that tangent already, so I'm not gonna go over that all over again. But I will say, it's 2018. I hope you guys have a great, great 2018. I hope you guys stay healthy. That's what it's all about, staying healthy, all right? Stay healthy, love your family, do what you got to do. Success. I mean, myself, all I think about is my family and good health. That's that you get those two, you're in great shape, my friends. Stay in touch with our show. We will be back with you next week, and we'll have the full crew. And hey, Cowboys, I don't know who you're cheering on, but don't make it the damn Eagles. I'll tell you that right now. For me, it's gonna be a team that's hardly won anything. And that's probably, it ain't going to happen. They're losers all the way. The Buffalo Bills, I like to see them do something, but they'll be shot down by the Patriots somewhere. And then we have on this side, we have Carolina, and I like to see Minnesota. Minnesota, I've seen them get really abused in the Super Bowls against the Oakland Raiders and all that. I like to see Minnesota. Minnesota. I like to see the Rams. I like to see Carolina. Nothing else after that. In the AFC, I'll take that Buffalo thing back, because I don't think those bums have a shot in hell. All right, my friends, from Jono and my crew that wasn't here, we'll see you next week. Take care. Go Cowboys.
Tune in next week for another edition of the Cowboys Podcast on lineupmedia.fm. Subscribe to the show now at cowboyspodcast.com, on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Podbean, and all major podcast outlets. This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.